in this case, the event itself is a fait accompli.
That's point number one. Point number two, I think bigger, is looking at the geopolitical scene is, from the input that I get, it seems a lot of people think that this new world order is a fait accompli almost.
I've been operating on that assumption for years. Look, what is it going to take? Seriously, people, what is it going to take for you to understand that the United States of America, it just doesn't exist anymore? The Constitution is toilet paper.
A thousand points of light, a new world order. It was announced. It's taken them all of these years to accomplish what they wanted. They are now in the final stages of the formation of what they want to do.
This is Dahu 7. That's a tactical strike. Tried to fill their head that I'm an agent and this and that.
Dude, I'm real. I let them know who I am. I'm real. I work 40 plus hours a week. I got to raise a family. They seen I was real. Real recognized real. And we started doing work together. But I'm warning you.
This has been Dahu 7 with some underground world news. This is Kaluminati.
Tell me what you're thinking.
What am I thinking? Oh, man, I just hate it, man. I just hate it. There's so many people are so narrow-minded about things, man. And we, as Americans, man, we love to dog each other and make money off of people's bad fortunes. And it sucks.
He's escaped from a North Korean concentration camp. Very, very few ever get out to tell us what it's like.
Did you know what he did? You know what he did? Know what he did? I said, no. I mean, I said, did you know what he did? I said, no. I didn't know what the hell he did.
Maybe it's hard for others to comprehend. The outside world was inconceivable to me. I had never seen the world on the other side of the fence. But I thought that world would be exactly like the labor camp.
What were you looking for when you attacked my guards? You were the only man outside the palace.
Suddenly, I like to leave your island.
It is not
bullshit.